fucking gun.
Who the fuck is this?
Alright, it's going.
Well, I thought you said he didn't use it a lot.
I mean, he used it sporadically, but he's gonna fucking need it at some point. No, it's not gonna. We're having mic. We had mic issues. We're supposed to have two fucking mics, and the goddamn wireless isn't working.
Maybe until the large couldn't come over.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, man.
What a bummer. That sounds like shit.
Yeah. Do you want me to turn the young AC off?
No, it's too hot. I was helping this guy today. I had to return a bunch of grip gear over here, and Connor shot this whole fucking huge, like, three-day thing at my work. And big fucking production. It filled the whole place. Really pissed off the fucking partners that just moved in there because they made a big mess and fucked up one of their offices, kind of put a bunch of shit in the office.
Jesus.
Yeah. And the best thing is, they complain to me about it, and they go, like, well, we didn't agree to have the camera. He used a bunch of their stuff, and he's like, well, I had heard that he took the camera apart and stripped it all the way down so he can put it on the crane. And I'm like, yeah, he did. He's like, well, we didn't agree to that. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I wasn't there. I wasn't part of the fucking shoot. I had nothing to... Why would you tell me and not him? What is going to change with me done? At the most, I'll tell him what you just told me, so why don't you just tell him yourself? This is the shit I got to deal with.
Venting because they didn't want to tell him?
Basically, yeah, but they're taking it out of me, and they're all pissed off, and I'm like, you're telling the wrong fucking guy. I wasn't even here, so you guys agreed to it, and he fucking did it, so tell him. Anyways, we're returning a bunch of gear, and I was helping this dude bring all the shit into his, like, little storage unit in his yard, and the door was, like, low-hanging, and I walk in, and I fucking smashed my head so hard. I was like, ugh, it hurts so bad. So I put my, I fucking just check it, and I take my hand out. My fucking whole hand is covered in blood. I'm like, holy fuck. Shit. So I'm getting ready to be like, dude, you got like a fucking towel or something? And then I look at like my hand's sticky, and it fucking turns out that it was fake blood that was all over one of the things that I picked up. One of the fucking bags of dirt.
Oh, shit.
It got all over my, like, just happened to get on my hands like a minute before this happened.
So
I didn't even know
it
was
your
there.
Forehead. When you touch your head, did it get all over your
No,
forehead?
I didn't have any on my head. It was only on my hand.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like, wait a second. And it was like all like kind of caking off. And then I check my other hand. There's nothing. I was like, fuck, dude. It's going to What are the fucking odds that I just happened to get a big gob of fucking stage blood on my hand? I guess
I did not realize it.
That was amusing.
Sorry about my voice, guys. I have some kind of sinus.
Oh, like Lord.
I don't know. My voice, I'm all nasally today. Like Biggie.
I had the same thing last week, dude. My sinuses
are
all fucked up.
Luckily, knock on wood, I don't have a fucking headache, but I just have like the blow of my nose nonstop. I feel like I'm 8 years old in Buffalo again, like in February. Like my nose is all raw. Remember when you blow because you bloated so much?
Raw is war. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, you need fucking tissues.
I haven't had that happen.
What the fucking go on them? Those tissues with the stuff.
You had the aloe vera.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a shit.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Fuck yeah. So what to do? What's up with you?
Come on, man. Did you make a stinger for this week in pizza?
I didn't, because I didn't have time, but I didn't think you had any anyways.
I don't, so okay, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'll do it next week.
What about this week in comedy?
Well, yeah, I have the same one.
Well, okay. Let's do it.
What are you doing right now? Alright.
We normally do that in the beginning, in the first half, let's say.
Fine, you fucking prick.
It's time for This Week in Comedy! Uncle Luke and Poet Brandon recount their weekly tales of the Los Angeles comedy open mic circuit.
Oh my god, she said 20 cents on my
Welcome everybody to This Week in Comedy.
Yeah,
started,
welcome.
Uncle Luke.
If you're just tuning in, what's This Week in Comedy?
Well, I'm sure you're going to mention it. They somehow fucked this. Remember, guys, we talked about this months ago of how the one guy, they called him Uncle Zuki, okay, when he wrote Uncle Luke. They fucked it up again. They call him, like, Uncle Lube or something. Or Uncle...
She's like, Uncle Loogie? I was like, oh, you fucking dummy. You fucking whore.
This big fat lady. Hey, luckily she didn't do any jokes.
Yeah. I did two fucking places. I missed all last week. And I didn't want to not have shows to do for This Week in Comedy. So I went... I did two fucking spots. I did one in Santa Monica. And then I went over to Flappers in Burbank, which is pretty fucking far away. It's probably almost 20 miles. So, like, if there's any... I was really close the time because if there's any traffic, I would have been fucked. So I go to this place. It's called Cafe Unurban. I went because I listened to goddamn Ari Shaffir's podcast the whole day about how he... I think it's... They said it's the longest running open mic, but I've heard a couple of clubs
say that. What did he say? It was sort of like, his podcast.
Oh, they said it was the worst... It's like the worst one around, but it wasn't bad.
No, his podcast.
What about it?
Is any good?
Oh, no, I'm just... nothing special about that guy. I don't... He seems like a guy like really, really wants to be funny and is kind of funny and tries really hard, but just is not that funny of a guy.
He reminds me that
he's way too much of like a serious like talker.
He reminds me that Moshe Kasher from the Champs. They kind of both have the same.
I never listened to that. I can never get that. There's no one I ever. Every guest is someone I never fucking heard of. So,
but I've seen his stand up and like he's just they have like the same voice, the same effect. It's weird.
Yeah,
they're both Jewy.
They're almost like NPR guys or something. I don't know. With some dick jokes, but so I went. It's way the fuck out there. Sure enough, I mean, there's like 4 or 5 open mics around the city at that time. Who's in there? Keith Kelly, he's there. I'm like, oh, figures, and
by himself.
It's in like a cafe. It's not.
Did you say he went up or no?
He did, yeah.
What was his jokes? You said they didn't go over too well.
No, it didn't. He didn't have that much of a. There wasn't that many people in there. There's only like maybe ten people in there. Maybe 10 people. And so there wasn't a lot to work with, but it just was just, like I said, I don't know if it's just maybe his shtick is starting to wear off because he's at so many mics and all. It's mostly the same people seeing him. Maybe it was just me. I don't know, but no one else was
maybe
really.
Maybe he just had shitty jokes this week.
They weren't that great. It was just kind of like he had one where he's like, you know, walking down the street, and I saw a bunch of people in line for a club. So I saw the bouncer go to the bathroom, so I took over for the bouncer. I start checking people's IDs, and I'm like, no, you ain't getting it. And just it went on for, like, 2 minutes. But it wasn't really that funny. It was just kind of dumb. It was just like, yeah, I saw this one chick. She was hot, and I'm like, yo, you're getting in. I didn't even check the birth date. It was just, we were just like, eh.
Well, the way you're delivering is funny.
Yeah. But it's like I was telling you, it's just kind of like, I don't know how far he can go with this. I don't know. I guess maybe just... other places and shit and not around maybe LA so much.
I don't see him doing more than like a 10-minute set. Like, how much... I mean, can you really do that whole shtick for...
I don't know.
Like a headliner? I don't think so.
I mean it works, but it works in like... It's not really long-form kind of shit or... I don't know how to explain it. It's too niche. It's too much of like a really certain thing and it gets old kind of quick.
You could open for somebody if you did like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but where does it go from there? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it'll develop because he does it a lot, but it's just like... It's too much of like one kind of thing. It's just like, I don't know. But I mean, he's good at it.
He's
that.
Sort of like
he's kind of locked in a fucking room doing
if
that.
If you don't, if you don't get the Jeff Foxworthy or like the hamburger, then you don't get
hamburger.
Then obviously, like you wouldn't want to see those guys. So
shrugga dugga quack quack.
Keith Kelly's like kind of the same way. If you don't get his stick, then like it's sort of pointless to fucking, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who cares about Keith Kelly? I want to know about you, man. Well, you're waiting for me, but
the host of this place was he was cool. He was a funny dude. He loved my name. He was a big Two Live Crew fan.
He's a black guy.
Yeah. And I'm sitting through every fucking girl that went up. I probably saw between flappers in this place. I probably saw 40 comics last night, or call it 30 to 30-ish. Out of like the 6 that were girls, the only one that was any good was that one that went up at Flappers. She was all right. The one was kind of hot.
Yeah.
The flannel.
Yeah, she was good.
The other ones were just like, so I talked to my mom the other day, and my mom is like seeing, it's every joke is about their mom, guys that are weird or creepy, weird guy stories, or something they saw on television, and things about their famous people.
That's
the only fucking thing these girls talk about. It's never fucking funny.
That's all balls about.
Yeah, it's never, no one cares about it, but other chicks. Like, women fucking stink. They're not funny.
What was your theory you heard?
That women aren't... This guy... I heard this interview from this guy. It pissed off Voss's wife so bad, she made a documentary called Women Aren't Funny to, like, combat this guy. This is what she had to go through to try to prove to everyone that women are funny, I guess. But he said that, like, men are genetically... They're funny because it's a defense mechanism... For like to get you out of fights and shit,
yeah.
and it's to get pussy because women are attracted to, like, quote unquote, allegedly women are attracted. I haven't seen it yet. Women are attracted to funny guys.
Well, maybe not funny, but
huh?
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
But yeah, I agree. Fucking, even if I was, it doesn't matter. If you look like Frankenstein. he's saying genetically, women have no reason and have nothing vested in having to be funny. Or finding humor in things like guys do.
What if they're like guys, pigs, though?
Huh?
What if they're like pigs?
You know, it doesn't matter. It's not. He said the ones that are any good are good at emulating what men do. That's it. And that there's, of course, there's like flukes. But the fucking guy's right. I'm sorry. I've seen dozens of them.
Most of them are like Lisa Lampanelli type, like where they're like dice. They're like, they just cuss and like, ugh. Oh, my fucking pussy. A lot of girls I see, like, they're filthy and they just think that's going to be funny and they don't have a joke.
I mean, some of them are filthy and funny, but yeah, some of them aren't, too. And most of them just...
What's your favorite female comic? This is a tough one.
Amy Schumer, I love her. And Sarah Silverman, those are my favorites.
Yeah, those two are good.
There's probably good ones out there that are less
known.
Maybe
you like them because they're kind of cute and they're not fucking...
I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
I'm sure Roseanne was fucking killer back in the day.
Yeah.
I've heard her shit and it's not.
No?
But a lot of people say comedy doesn't age well. Shit that was funny, it was probably hilarious in 85, now it's just like, yeah.
That's weird, you know, like, there's a couple that I think that, I mean, the Eddie Murphy specials, those aged all right.
Yeah.
And that fucking, that Richard Pryor, hey man, that one, like, that's still, like, that made, I've never heard of that. And I listen to it, and that fucking thing makes me laugh, like, every time I hear it. Richard, I think that's what everybody said. I mean, it seemed like guys back then, I'm talking like all the comics we watch now, who are in their 40s, they were like either Pryor guys or Carlin guys.
Yeah.
You know? And... what was it? I was on Jay's last podcast. We had Adam Farrar, and it was, I
couldn't fucking finish. I couldn't even finish it. That guy fucking stinks.
He sucks, but
he doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they got into it later on. It was kind of funny, so I was okay with it. Plus, I really liked Rescue Me, and he was on that show, so I can deal with
him. He sucks. He'd come on ONA, and I was like, oh my god, that's another guy. Like, this guy, he wants to be fucking funny so bad, but he's just not. Like, he can write a lot of jokes for his act, but he's not, like, a conversationally funny guy. And he, like, tries so hard. Oh, I can't. It's fucking so embarrassing to listen to. There's nothing, like, sadder than people that want to be funny and aren't.
He's the guy from Top Gear, if any of you guys watch.
Yeah.
If any of you guys watch, he's like...
God, that guy. Like, I couldn't fucking take it. I got a half hour, and I'm like, I can't stand this anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing with this fucking podcast lately.
It's been fucking terrible.
At least the audio quality of this
there's system. Been a bad one I got on almost every fucking thing. I went through like 5 shows today. I got 20 minutes in. Okay, this fucking... I don't know if I'm complaining about it before. How does this Maria Menounos chick have another show? This is like her 4th show about the same fucking thing. She's like in her 40s. Are we this desperate to see a hot chick? They just keep handing this girl shows. She's lucky to be even a MILF at this point. She's not that fucking hot. Who cares what this chick has to say about the fucking Kardashians? It's another pop culture fucking show. What did she say? It's like the... Oh, man. Like, oh, it's like The View, but it's about pop culture. She's on Corolla today. I'm like, what is with this fucking woman?
Corolla's obsessed with her.
She's not fucking funny. She's not interesting. Okay, she can hang with the boys and handle a dick joke. She's been on Howard and Howard Lester sex story.
She has that fucking dolphin.
What is the big fucking deal with this fucking lady?
Have you ever heard her laugh?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't know why she's fucking famous. I don't know what the problem is. And it's, oh, she's hot. I'm like, she's not that hot, number one.
Okay, I think she's okay.
She's not like Sofia Vergara. She doesn't have big fucking tits. She's just like a fucking... She kind of looks like a model.
Did you ever see where, like, bathing suit fell off? Eat your pussy and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
That was pretty hot. Well,
but she's hot. Okay, how do you sit there for a half hour and listen to her yak about fucking bullshit?
I'll give you a great example. Oh. Let's think of, like, all right. Keith Olbermann was started on ESPN. And then he went over to what? Was it Fox News or CNN or one of those fucking channels?
Yeah, but he's a talk pundit.
But then he went back to ESPN. I mean, that's what he knew. I mean, so they keep hiring him back.
Yeah, but...
So that's what she knows is pop culture shit. So they just hire, like...
Yeah, but how many times is she going to do the same fucking show over and over again? None of them make it.
In like...
Overman's on his shows for years, isn't he?
I'm not trying to, like, defend this lady, but I am because she's done it for, like, 10, 15 years of pop culture.
I'm just saying why. I don't get it.
So it's like almost... I mean, like... Who the fuck's on, like, Extra?
But she was on, like, Mark, she was an E! Reporter. This is her hosting her own show of everything.
But she's hosted a couple shows, I thought, before on E! That failed.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck does she keep getting these shows? It's the same shit.
I thought she was married to someone from E!
She is. And then they had... I remember the last time she was on, they had a show called... Oh, my God. It was called Chasing Maria. And it was an Osbourne-style reality show about her and her husband's life in L.A., and all they kept saying was, like, how it's, like, so real. Like, you know what, man? We're in the editing room, and, like, we don't let anything fucking go. Like, stuff that really happens, you're going to see it. There's no, like, there's no cutaways. There's no storylines. It's, like, just us. I'm like, but so what? Who fucking cares? What do you do that's interesting? You guys fucking hobnob around town. You go to dinners. Your husband has a fucking glass too much of champagne, and you guys get in a fucking argument. Wow, sign me the fuck up for that. Oh, I can't
people
fucking
watch that
stand
shit, dude.
What? They don't watch it for long now. These fucking shit get canceled. They're on for, she's on for a fucking a half a season. And it's pulled.
Why is it pissed off so much, though? So I just heard why.
Because the whole thing in general just annoys me. It's so like non-substantive. There's just nothing to it. It's just fluffy fucking garbage. And it's the fact that there's... I'm not even saying me, but there's so many people in the airtime that can go to interesting people that would have a great show. And it goes to this fucking dumbass. Like, why is she... Why is Chris Hardwick famous? He's a fucking blousy interviewer. The guy... He's fucking boring. Like, what is the big deal about that, dude? Why is he getting, like, triple fucking A-list guys on his podcast? Like, he's... Have you ever fucking heard him interview? He fucking blows. He's like such a... He's just
maybe
an
that's
ass
why, no, but maybe that's why. I mean, think, if you're like a good interviewer, like Maron or like Jay, or I'm not...
They're nowhere near as fucking famous as
no,
him.
I
why isn't Maron hosting
but
fucking
I'm saying, maybe there's a chance people don't want to go on the show because Maron will ask a hard question, or he'll make them think. Well, they go on Chris Hardwick's show, and they seem like they
maybe,
seem
maybe.
Like awesome dudes because Chris Hardwick's such a shitty interviewer.
That could be, but... That's if they bring
If they bring somebody on there who's kind of like a dope, they won't look as much as a dope because she's there.
Well, maybe. Whatever the fucking reason, it just infuriates me. It's just annoying. And in fact, I'm desperate for fucking podcasts, and I lose a whole episode of Curl because this fucking twat is on. He's yakking the whole fucking time. Chasing Maria. Oh, me and my husband, the camera finally just came out of town, and I'm getting limo, and we go to fucking VIP party. Fuck you. Fucking horse's ass. Anyways, back to this week in comedy.
Bitch.
I go to this club. I'm in this place. So... It's another one of these things. This is a common thing at open mics, especially ones like this that aren't in an actual comedy club, and especially if it's a small place by the street. Half the fucking crowd is out smoking or hanging out. They're not watching the comics. They're out in front of the fucking place. I can't blame them because most of them suck.
Did they have beers and shit or
no? No, it's a cafe. And they had some good shit. They had some good like snacks and
did
shit.
Did you get something or
no?
This goes back to us patronizing the fucking establishment.
Yeah, but this place, they're whatever. It's a coffee shop.
Your family's grieving, dude.
There's fucking... So the whole time, there's somebody... The lights are kind of low, and there's someone sitting in the back corner of this room with, like a laptop and, like, a tracksuit. Like, an older guy. So I'm sitting in, like, the corner of the room when you walk in. You know? There's, like, one way in and out, and I'm right by the doorway. So he comes across the room to leave, and he had, like, Tim Burton. He had this crazy-ass curly hair, like Tim Burton, like, in his face. And the first thing I thought was, if I was on stage right now, I would have said, oh, it's fucking Tim Burton's leaving. And he looks at me, I look right in his face, I'm fucking telling you it was Will Ferrell. I swear to
Will
God.
Will Ferrell's huge, he's like 6'3".
No, this guy was big, the guy was fucking tall, he looked like he was a 6'2 or 6'3".
Wow.
I'm like, and I'm looking around, like, no one's saying anything, I'm like, is this like a weird thing where he just hangs here and everyone knows him? I'm like, oh yeah, he's here all the time kind of thing? Or just did no one notice? So he goes outside, I thought he left, and then he's sitting at like a little table... In the next room over, so I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm looking at him again. I'm fucking looking right at him, and I'm like, I'm telling you, it's him. I swear it was him. And then he was like a tracksuit, and then he just like left. I'm like, I fucking swear to God, I was so. And like, I wanted to say something on stage.
I would think that you would know that that's Will Ferrell. Is what I'm saying. Like,
no shit. No one said it. No one noticed.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. Like,
I don't know. It was weird. It was. I mean, the place is broken up into like it's not like one big open area. It's like three different kind of little rooms.
Would you do people be like, oh, is that Will Ferrell? Like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, I was gonna get on stage and ask. I should have. I don't know why I didn't. I'm like, is Will Ferrell? Like, I mean, it's possible. I mean, he just might. There's guys do weird shit like that. They say like, they said, like, in San Francisco, Robin Williams used to show up at open mics like that all the time and just fucking hang out. They said Dana Carvey does that, too.
You know, we talked on the podcast about Robin Williams. I said I really didn't give a fuck, but then later on, I realized that, like, I did. Like, I guess I just didn't realize the movies he was in and stuff. His comedy sucked.
I was never a huge... I like the guy.
Overall, he just... Somebody told a story about him, and, like, I was like, oh, fuck, that's awesome. It was in San Francisco. I guess he lived there for a long time, huh?
Yeah. Well, he's in San Marin County when he died. That's pretty close.
Okay. So he's at this big concert, and I think, I don't know who it was, the Black Crowes or something, right?
Yeah.
And, I don't know why I said the Black Crowes, but some concert, like, you know, a couple years ago. And it starts to rain, and the band
can't, I heard this story,
the band can't go on, and He's just in the audience, and he goes up there. He does like 30 minutes of stand up, like kills the fucking whatever. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. Rain stops. He's like, okay, well, the band's ready to go. And just goes back out in the crowd and watches the show. It's like, holy fuck, man.
Yeah, I think Jay told. Did Jay tell
this? Maybe he did, but I was like, that's a fucking good story. You know, you're not hearing a lot of bad stories about him.
Yeah.
You know, the only person I ever heard put him down was Jay Thomas. He put it like, Jay Thomas was, he was on, I want to say, not Mad About You. He was the coach in Mr. Holland's Opus. He was on Mork and Mindy. He was on Cheers.
Robin Williams was in Mr. Holland's Opus?
No, I'm talking about Jay Thomas.
Okay. I don't know any of these, but I know who he is. But
Yeah. He was on Cheers. Anyway, so he had his own talk show, and his whole like claim to fame is that like Howard replaced him. That's how, in most cities.
Yeah.
And then he went to TV and then came back to radio, and then he was on Howard's channel. They play him on like Fridays.
Yeah.
So since Howard wasn't there, I listened to him, and I kind of liked the show. Like, the shtick he had, it was kind of fun. It was like Ron and Fez. It's a different show, but it was sort of fun.
Yeah.
So this would be always tell the same story about Robin Williams when he first met him. He like took him out, and he's like, hey, let's buy this Coke and stuff. And Robin Williams bought like $2,000 worth of Coke, and he's like, yeah, this guy will pay for it. And he didn't have the, Jay Thomas didn't have the money, and the guys fucking beat him up.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. And he said he always smelt, so he said he smelt like fucking onions.
Really?
Like how like sweaty and hairy he was. He said he just had like a stink to him that was disgusting.
Did you know he was there the night Belushi died? Him and De Niro... Belushi, De Niro, and Robin Williams did fucking coke. Did 8-Balls and did fucking Chateau.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the last people to fucking see him alive. And then that chick, that fucking group. Scummy chick gave him like a hot dose and he croaked.
What a weird group De Niro is in that, huh?
He loved like, he's always loved comics and shit. He's been a big fan of like comics and stuff like that. But yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, I went back and Maron reposted the interview that he did.
Yeah, with that was. That was almost like touching. That was like good.
But he was like, he didn't really. He didn't say no that he was a joke thief. When he kind of it was good. It was good that he brought it up. But he's like, oh, what about the thing about, I know people say you steal jokes, and he's kind of like, oh, I might have, but I didn't. Basically, like he might have, but didn't mean to. But that's like the biggest thing you ever heard about the guy who comics hate him because they said he's a fucking joke.
Well, thief. That's what they say about Jay Moore. Say the same fucking thing.
Well, they said he has, but he's not known as like a constant joke thief. I mean, he's might have stolen a bit or two.
Well, you know, he does
too,
weird
like,
things like on his show. He does this like Cleveland James Brown now, and it's just Eddie Murphy doing James Brown. You know, it's like
okay. Yeah, but I don't think he stole it. It's a weird impression.
Yeah, no, I guess he's just doing the impression that Eddie Murphy did. You know, like his walking is like the Kevin Pollak walking.
No, he did it before Kevin Pollak.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I still like him. I don't know why Tree Man hates him so much. It's fucking weird.
Tree Man's a fucking... He's a strange guy. When it comes to entertainment, he's a fucking... God almighty. Talk about picking and choosing.
Do you have anything else for this week in comedy, bud?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not that much. Wrong. So, I never did two sets...
Oh, finish the fucking story.
I never did...
I haven't done one of those in a while.
Faggot. I never did two sets in one night, and, I fucking, I brought all my jokes in, so I looked at the crowd.
Jokes,
who cares
jokes
about this shit?
Jokes.
Whatever, I'm not gonna fucking.
No, it's cool.
Here's
no, other people, they don't do this
I
shit.
I know, but
they
want to hear the fucking every goddamn nut and bolt. Who gives a fuck? I did the set there. It did okay. It started out really good. They really laughed at the thing about, like, what I thought went on in bars from watching 80s movies when I was, like, a little kid. I got a whole bit about.
Are you talking
about
Flappers?
No, in the first place.
Because Flappers got. That got a good. Laugh at
yeah, it's that's how I started it, and it was all nerds in the crowd at this fucking place, at this cafe. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go on all my I picked all my like nerd bits.
You want another young Drake?
No, I'm okay. From all my pages, and it started out they loved that part, and then I don't know what happened. Like halfway through, they just stopped liking. I just got like no more laughs, and then I got one random. It's so weird how they laugh at like stuff that's not even the joke. Or so it's like part of the setup, and they laugh their ass off at some random thing, and then they don't laugh at the punchline. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here?
Well, but I think that's part of like the whole cycle of you writing jokes is maybe that is the funny part. You didn't
no,
see
because
it
did the next place they did it. That's why it was interesting to go to two
settle
fucking
down.
Places. Fuck you, asshole.
Settle down.
Yeah, so that was what I was really excited to do because I'm like, I want to see how this works doing it in two different. And then of course the next place they laughed at totally different shit. I'm like, what is going on? It's so hard to fucking engage. I don't think you really can. It just kind of
that.
It just kind of who's in there.
That Flappers that we went to with the new host, not the stupid Fargo lady. They
the fucking giant.
Everybody was getting a laugh there. Like if they're buddies or not. Like, they were fucking, I could have went up there and just said, like, hey, man, I farted and shit my pants. They would have got, like,
I told you that fucking Dance, Dance, Dance guy, he got a nothing at the other place. Like, it was completely silent. He was just going
what
on
was
and
that
on
guy's
that.
Bit? Oh, God.
That guy fucking sucked.
He does a bit, he's like, is he like, he's an Armenian guy or something? Is that like,
white dude.
No, I know, but in the bit.
Oh, I don't even fucking
In the bit, I think he's like an Armenian guy. He's like, oh, I walk by the club, I just gotta dance. And I'm gonna dance, and I'm gonna go outside, and I'm gonna dance. He does this for 3 minutes, guys.
No, he sings a song, he's like, dance, dance, dance. He's like, dance at work, dance at home. It just keeps, I'm telling you, it's like three of his 5 minutes is this. And like, the laughs aren't gone. If they laugh, they're gone in the first 40 seconds of him doing it, and just keeps going.
Not at this place.
I'm like, what a fucking club.
At this fucking
I know, yeah. I couldn't believe it. Because I heard his name and saw him go up. I'm like, oh my God, I just saw this fucking
idiot. I gotta give the young Cedric a bath.
Great. So yeah, that was just weird to see how people laughed at just random. What was it? They laughed at something really hard at Flappers. It was just another fucking totally random, wasn't it?
I think the dinosaur shit on me thing.
Yeah, they laughed at that. I did all right at both places.
That's a fucking funny bit, man. It's like so. You know what I like about that joke? Is it's so like out of left field. It's kind of like it's just at the end of the joke. It's sort of just like a little thing.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. It nobody gives a fuck about the rest of the joke. They just care about you saying that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, man.
Thanks, bud.
And then the '80s movie isn't how bars should be.
Yeah, I've been sitting on that one for a while.
That's a new one that's pretty cool.
I've been sitting on that one for a long time. I've had like that idea for like fucking years. Yeah.
What movies you mentioned? Roadhouse and
Out for Justice.
I'm sure I've seen that. I just don't remember it.
Out for Justice is for anybody seen Richie?
I know I've seen it. I just don't.
Hell, you fucking pussy! I got it. Why don't you watch it and be a fucking man, little fag. So I guess that wraps that up. That's about it. But yeah.
Well, that concludes this week in comedy.
I met this chick and just more. You know, I can't get anywhere. I mean, I came in. I'm supposed to meet a chick tomorrow night. Let's see how this goes. That was my first date in a long time. But I was talking to this girl on Plain Fish. She was fucking. She was kind of hot. She was thick ass white girl, big titties. And she's like, I like smart-ass humor. Me, me, me. So we're like texting and talking.
Is that stopped?
Yeah, she made that noise. She made that noise and she's slobbing on my fucking pecker.
You pig!
And I go, shh. I said something and I made some pun and I was like, I love puns.
I like do it.
And she goes, she's like, yeah, I see this. And I was like, I go, yeah, I'm like, people that like puns don't get a lot of chicks, and they usually don't own a motorcycle. She's like, I would love to hear the logic behind that. I don't even get it. And I was like, I fucking hate you. If I had a fucking missile that would just come out of my fucking house and fucking go right through your goddamn bedroom window and blow you to fucking pieces, I'd push the button right now. I'm it's just representative of everything that stinks about fucking just dumb, fucking just boring, simplistic, uninteresting fucking broads. It's just unreal. I completely stopped talking to her. And then, like, she texted me two times later that night. She's like, are you there, LOL? And she's like, still waiting to hear, LOL. And I'm just like, fucking die.
Wow. You got that pissed about her not getting the job.
It's just such a fucking perfect representation.
You're totally wild, bud. Maybe it's your drink coffee again, dude. You're getting a little fucking...
No,
you're getting antsy, dog.
No,
you're getting, like,
not.
Fucking...
It's not.
Confrontational.
No. It's the five ongoing months of this fucking shit with these chicks.
Okay.
Dude, I'm just so hopeless out here. It's fucking... It's going to be 4 years. It is 4 years. 4 fucking years of just dealing with these fucking... I'm so burned out. I can't... I'm telling you.
You
I'm
gotta
so
get
like,
up with like a chick, man. You know? Like
dude, it's impossible.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking impossible. It's so one. Many dozens and dozens of fucking women and dates...
You know what's so
fucking
weird is like
so burnt. I feel like I've been through a fucking war, and I'm just like a grizzled vet.
Dude, it's a pussy war. Fucking 2003.
And I'm old, and I'm broke. I don't have money to go on dates. I don't. It's a waste of fucking time and money. It's fucking killing me. I don't want. I'm just still trying to bang the slob. I can. Oh yeah, breaking news. The slob is moving to fucking Orange County in like a month. So she already moved all her shit in storage. So the slob's pretty much the slob era is generally over. I mean, at least for a while, she'll end up moving back here. But she got a job out there, so
yeah, you'll
be at least 6 months. Time. I mean, I'll be able to see her, but it's not going to be like
she's going to come to visit and want to hang out. And
yeah, I mean, she's like an hour away, so she's out. It's fucking like past Disneyland.
Why she got a job out there? I thought she had a good one here.
No, she hates this fucking job. She's trying to get out of there. She was supposed to go. She almost went to work for Caesar Milan. Really? But she still might. Yeah, I think she's still on like the roster or whatever. But he's in Santa Clarita.
I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I just thought of her too. I'm just like, even when I got a, it used to be like, it'd be good to see her when I really had to fuck, and now even when I really do, which is like, it's just like, just from like, just being so emotionally just fucking a wasteland because of this shit, I'm just so burned out that even when it's time to fuck and she comes around, I'm just like, ah, great, okay, let's fuck. Like, I really could care. I'm almost just rather not do it. It's just, she fucks all my sheets up. Ugh. She opens my water and takes a sip. Fucking
that,
waste.
That pisses Luke off. I try to explain that. Dude, you know, I'm going to tell you this. When she was drinking beer, because I think she stopped, but I'd always offer her beer and she'd open it, and I think she wouldn't even have a fucking sip. And I'd get up in the morning and it'd be like, feeling.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you what motherfucker.
That's the half black in her. That's what it is.
Bitch.
Sorry, I'm listening.
Waste my fucking beer, you bitch.
It's just a waste of my time.
So, all right, well, Luke, I think I kind of boned you on it on fucking Saturday. It was the Murphy's birthday, and I had all intentions. Well, I wanted to go see Luke do stand-up, but it was also their birthday, so it's like, fuck it. I told him, like, no, I'm going to go do. I think they're going to eat at Big Wings, which I'm sure we've talked about plenty of times on this podcast. And you're like, fuck, well, I'm not going to go by myself. And so you're like, all right, I'll go do the Big Wings, but I'm going to, like, rock out some push-ups at it.
Plus, remember, the guys in the freeway was all fucked up, so I didn't know if I was going to make it.
So I'm sitting out here on the couch like this, how we normally do the podcast. And Luke's just in his room like, ah! Ah! He's making noises, like guttural noises. And he's like,
that shit hurts, dude.
Fuck, man, 25 of these fucking suck, dude. He goes to the bathroom.
I'm getting better, though.
I'm doing fucking 25 more, and you go back to making the noises. I was like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, it's
rough.
So
we go to...
I can do 20 now.
Big Wings, and I... And, you know, the regular Iowa crew is there. And, then on the way from there to another bar, Luke says, well, you told me about it, I think, at dinner. It was like, Jay's doing a show.
Yeah, he tweeted.
Which I knew he was doing a show.
I didn't know.
But then he was also doing a live podcast afterwards. So Luke's talking to Dean, who is opening for Jay, to get him on the list. And I think he does, right?
He did, yeah.
But he only got you on the list for the podcast, not for the actual show.
I don't know. I couldn't, like, I don't want to send endless emails asking him, because that's just douchey, like...
So I want to, okay, I want to go to this, okay, but it's, I had opened Saturday and Sunday, which is very unrare, or it's very rare, and I don't care for it, but I'm like, fuck, man, if we go there, it's like 11:30, we won't be home like 2:30, that like made a difference, but it won't be home like 2:30, I'm not going to get any fucking sleep, and you're like, come on, dude, I'm like, just ask the fucking slob, so at least she'll drive and someone will go, so I keep telling you to ask the slob.
I know. I that was my last resort.
Luke fucking asks the slob and then finds out that the show was sold out so that he'd only be going there maybe for the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe.
Which is like an hour and 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So now he's stuck with the slob. So like on the way home, she's already at the house. And he looks like, what the fuck am I going to do with this fucking fat slob?
I was so pissed. And so, I'm stuck with the rest of the fucking
night. Now, mind you, guys, and Luke's going to deny this, but he got fucking hammered.
Why the fuck would I deny it?
On different shit. Like, you were... I've never seen you drink that many different things.
Like, no, it was only three different.
At one place, you got... Okay. We go to Big Wings. You get two Mai Tais. Then we go to the District Pub. You get fucking the sexy lady.
Yeah, one glass of champagne.
Champagne and strawberry juice. You come home, finish off the SoCo. And then go to the bar and get fucking Jim Beam and Cokes. That's four different things.
No, well, SoCo and Jim Beam are pretty... They're close. It's not like champagne and fucking...
So it's a lot.
And Mai Tai is rum, too, so it's not that...
Yeah, but none of those are rum.
Yeah, there's rum in a Mai Tai.
Yeah, but nothing else is rum.
Yeah, but rum and whiskey, they're pretty fucking close.
No. I disagree.
I've been drinking it my whole life, you fucking prick. It's all
I disagree, doggy.
Kiss my bum.
Anyways, so we had a fun night, but like the slob was like out. Like, it's a rarity that like Luke takes a slob out somewhere. But he was kind of forced to. And, like, I have no clue what to fucking say to her.
Neither do I! Welcome to my fucking life. That's why I like hanging out with her.
Debo showed up. Donovan.
And, yeah, then the party really started getting going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hot Babe showed up then right afterwards.
Tree Man was asleep by 9:51.
That guy, I mean, his... Oh, Scott always defends by saying, like, no matter... He goes, dude, he goes to sleep early or whatever time you stay up to... He's up at 6 a.m. every day, like, for no reason. Like, he just gets up at 6 a.m. to, like, start his day. It's like, well, try not
to do that. Well, great, but it sucks for us.
Yeah, try not to do that. I mean, nobody else is, like, really up at 6 a.m., are they?
Maybe, no.
Maybe Chelsea is. I don't know. You're up at, what, 7? You're up at 7, but you're hanging
out. Well, yeah, but, yeah, if I have to. If I don't have to work, I'm up at, like, 9.
Yeah. There's days where, like, I wake up and I'm like, holy fuck, it's 11 o'clock, you know? Like, because I have, like, such a weird schedule.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter. But
I can never sleep that late anymore.
Most days, sometimes I just wake up, I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, I missed the entire Jay Moore fucking sports show. Like, wow, I must have been late last night. I've been hanging out with Bruce lately. A couple nights in a row. Yeah.
Any current stories? What's her bullshit?
She went on a fucking audition the other day. Now, they both have cars, I think. I don't know what's going on. I thought they had one car. He's been driving to work. He shouldn't be driving because he's got Dewey. And then, but she drives up there then. I don't know. Something weird's going on, so I don't even question it. But she, she's been better. She's in there talking to Scott the other day. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but.
I think she fucking, I wonder if she'd blow him for, yeah, she would.
Who, blow Scott?
Yeah. I bet she would.
Do you think Scott's got a big one or no?
I don't know.
He's probably got a fucking big bush.
He's pretty confident. I think he can have a big dick.
Yeah.
He kind of carries himself like he does.
Like a 7.5-8 cut.
I don't know about exact fucking inches, man. But
I'll look at his pants next time. He does walk. He does have a stride to him. Those are the guys. There's two kind of guys. There's guys who are like that, and they got tiny dicks. And there's guys.
That's why he shaves hands like that too.
Yeah,
it's all cock.
You know what I realized about him? Our boss at the bowling alley, and my boss for like two other jobs. I've never seen him go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I see him leave the office or whatever, but he never says, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm never in the hallway and he walks by. Like, I see John go to the bathroom, like, twice a day. I never see Scott go to the bathroom.
Well?
It's very weird.
What if he shits in a drawer on his desk?
He just has, like...
What if he's, like, such a hard worker with like a diaper?
He has, like, a litter box. Yeah, he just... Because he always goes home for, like, an hour every day. What if he goes home to change it? Puts a new one on?
Could be, yeah.
He is a fucking hard worker, that guy. Oh, he pisses me off. He, like I said, he's like Connor. We're like
Connor is works fucking so out of control.
Fucking much, and like just again, I think we just had this conversation. They both have families and shit, and businesses of their own. You know, where we don't, we work for these guys, but like there's a part of where I'm like, fuck, man, what am I not like? Is it okay for me to take a day off? You know what I mean? Like, can I not bust my fucking nuts for like 2 days in a row? You know?
Yeah.
And it's tough because you have a boss like that that'll fuck you up.
They're gonna fuck you up.
I started chanting my new thing.
What?
It's like a Buddhist thing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but it's really
you asshole.
Yeah. I'm not going to the stuff. I'm just doing the chants. It's like a meditation. Okay? Because, like, just to fucking even me out, get fucking sad.
And you're smoking weed, too.
It was only once.
You're getting a little spiritual, bud.
It was only once I smoked that week.
That's it? I came home the other day and you smoked again.
That was one time.
I thought when Islam was here, and I swear I came in the other day and I thought you smoked again. Because I'm like...
It was
a different day, though.
Okay, maybe it was twice, okay.
Yeah, because I walked in, I'm like, dude, are you smoking up? And you're like, yeah, I smoked some. And I was like, all right.
I'm only doing like a hit, and then just kind of like, just feel nice and like calm, you know? Instead of like drinking hard liquor or fucking a fucking 12 pack of beer. And it's helping out. Like, I need to get more like. Prashana, we've been having our issues lately. And one of them was just like how negative I am. And I'm like.
No! You? What the hell?
And so, see, that's what everybody says. So
she's
like,
fucking crazy.
I guess I swear, dude, I fucking swear to you, this is Mr. Naive, I believe there's Santa Claus kind of guy. I really think I was that negative. You know? And then, like, telling Scott goes, dude, you and Luke are the two most negative people I've ever met. I'm like, okay, that's not good because we're off on each other. So doing this chanting thing is really, like, fucking calm me down. And I'm trying to, like, not be a better person because fuck that. Like, I still want to, like, have fun and shit, you know? But, like, instead of saying, like, I'm a big fat fuck piece of shit, I got tiny dick and shit, like, just let it go. You know?
Yeah.
I don't have to. If I keep, like you said, if I keep saying it number one to her, she's going to believe it. Okay?
Yeah, that's just not attractive.
If I keep saying it to myself, I'm going to fucking really start believing it.
I think you do. It seems like you do.
I mean, but I'm trying to change that, is what I'm saying.
All right.
I'm trying to be like a little.
The chicks don't want to hit. They want a fucking confident guy.
Yeah, and I've really tried to do that. I mean, I don't know. I really don't want to get into it. I talked to Dubose the other day about it, and it was that. I actually had like conversation with Dubose that like was fucking fantastic.
Like, oh yeah, you were telling about that.
He actually like just with drinking and with Shauna and stuff. Like he just had like answers that like I should have known, but like you just need someone to tell you. Do you know what I mean? Like, and how many? I've never seen the guy really in a relationship. You know, his relationship seemed to last like 2 months. But, like, he just had good insight, you know?
Yeah.
It was like...
He's a worldly guy. He's been around.
I guess so, yeah. And, like, you know, he was like, well, I don't really drink that much. I'm like, well, dude, you haven't drank, like, the last 3 years. He's like, fuck you, man. But he just said, why don't I drink with people? Like, right now, Luke had a margarita, I'm having a beer. Like, just do that. Why would I be fucking drinking alone? You know? Yeah. And, again, you've said it to me. I'm sure Scott said it to me. But for some reason, this time, maybe because I'm looking for, like, baby steps kind of thing.
Yeah,
it like kind of hit home and like made sense, you know.
It's all it takes.
So I do this chanting thing in the morning, and it's just it's like saying a prayer, dude. It's nothing. My take on it, it's like if I say the Our Father 10 times in a row or the Hail Mary 10 times in a row.
Hail Mary,
you're just you know the words, they're memorized, so like your mind is relaxed and you can start to concentrate because you're just talking and your mind.
What's your mantra, bro?
It's Namo Ho Renge Kuo.
God bless you.
That's, it means some kind of fucking universal shit. I don't know if...
It means make my penis grow.
No, it does not, make, man. Help I'm confident in my penis, dog.
Help beer go away.
That's what it should be. But, anyways, I'll see how that goes. I just, it's kind of like nice to have something. I guess because I used to go to church so much. And any issue I had, like when I was 17, like, oh, Jackie missed her period, I'd go to church and like pray and be like, God, make sure she's not pregnant. I was that guy.
Oh boy.
I was that guy. But I was like a fair weather churchgoer where like I would pray for these things, they'd happen, and then I'd stop going to church. I was like an asshole like that, you know? So yeah. With this, it's like, you know, they tell you to ask for things or just to feel a certain way, some kind of way. And I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
Well, good, bud. You're trying.
Maybe it just, yeah. It worked. It worked. Nothing. Like, twice this week, we're like yesterday's a good example. Dan's been off because
he had... Needle, for example.
Dan's been off because he had to have a surgery. He had to have a stent put in. And,
Really?
Yeah, he has a bad heart. Well, he has bad, like, arteries, not a bad heart. So they had to open up one of his arteries.
But he had to cut you open and tinker with your ticker.
So, he's been off, so, like, nobody's really been there. And John is fucking completely useless, you know?
Yeah.
So the other day, John's like, all right, well...
He's going to take in the shit next to you.
It was, like, 2 o'clock. He's like, well, I got to go run errands. Can you give Diego a break? I had just gotten there. I'm like, all right. I guess I'm... That canceled me out for that hour working for Scott. You know, you just cost me fucking $15. Because I was going in there to work for Scott, not for pins.
Yeah.
Well, all right, whatever. So downstairs, and he comes back, and he's like, hey, doggy, I got to go up and talk to Marty about insurance. He's gone for another 45 minutes. So I'm at the desk, and it is fucking busy. They had 2 Jewish camps just come in. So, like, I got a line from the desk to the door for an hour and 15 minutes. Just nonstop. Just putting people on, because they all do this Kids Bowl Free, which is about to end.
Yeah.
And, like, halfway through, I just, in my head, said the chant, and I, like, fucking totally calmed down, and, like, shit was awesome.
Did you say it when that chick was in your fucking face on Saturday, that fucking nut?
No, what I said in the morning, but again, I normally would have blown up with a chick like that, and I was fucking...
I don't know how you didn't, she was fucking...
That's what, see what I'm saying, dude, maybe it does work, you saw me do that, and I number one, didn't ever raise my voice, I was very calm about the situation, she would not stop. This lady, she's fucking nuts, number one.
She's like schizo, like legit,
she was
paranoid
coming in,
schizophrenic, basically.
And she's
like a mental patient.
A single chick from the Midwest, she always calls herself, and likes to bowl, but it's always told, like, she can't, and this and that. Because... The one night she comes in on a Friday, and she says the people next to her are doing cat calls and barking at her, and then the security asked her to leave, which I end up finding out she got in everybody's face.
I was going to say, I'm telling you that's not the fucking correct story.
Okay. Then the next day comes in. Now, me and Luke and I don't know this woman, but the guy, like Ruby and Diego and the guys at night know this woman. So they wouldn't put her next to a party. We don't know that. So Luke puts her right next to a kid's party. Because she's kind of like a serious...
Well, there's kid's parties fucking everywhere, too.
Agreed. No, I understand. But I'm saying, like, you didn't know. It's not, this, you know, it's obviously not your fault. If she would have said, hey, don't put me next to a party, you wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Which I ended up telling her later on. I'm like, don't think it through. Just say, hey, I don't want to bowl next to a party. And I'll put you... Look at those guys. They're bowling all by themselves. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, just say that, fucking lady, instead of throwing this, like, hissy fit. Just in my face, and she's, like, yelling, and, like, and then all of a sudden she starts crying, and then she's like, I'm on the phone, I'll hang on a second, and she's, like, fucking...
She's, like, she's, like, making a scene. Like, if people are walking by, like, what the fuck? She's, like...
Like, all of our employees are, like, fucking unhinged.
And she was grabbing the fucking kid that worked there.
No.
He said she grabbed him, like, hard with fucking, like, let go of my fucking arm and shit.
From the guys who saw it, like, piss, he said she was way worse the night before, so picture that.
Yeah.
She said that she was throwing shit and stuff.
Probably had some drinks in her.
Yeah, she's fucking nuts. The weird thing is, she's not ugly. She's probably fun in bed. She has a pretty face, and her tits are okay. I mean,
she's fuckable.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's definitely fuckable.
She's about a six, maybe.
And this is funny, because I'm telling Ruby the story today, because I only see Ruby on, like, 2 days a week now.
Yeah.
It, this lady always mentions Ruby when she comes in. I know Ruby, and I know Diego, right?
Yeah.
And Ruby goes, you know what's so funny? I'm like, no. She's like, that was the girl I was trying to hook Luke up with.
Oh, for God's sake, come on, Annie, I can't date a mental patient.
I mean, and,
Oh, Ruby.
And so,
this
lady told everybody at the desk that she made out with Stern, or that they hooked up, and she wanted to talk to him. So Diego, this is Friday, Diego calls in the back, he's like, Stern, this lady's here for you. He's like, I'm busy, because he knows who it is.
Yeah. Did he do it?
Well, so I see Stern on Sunday, and I'm like, dude, so, what? Tell me about this Elisa chick. He's like, dude. That fucking chick is so nuts. I'm like, you know she's telling me when you guys made out? He goes, fuck you. I'm like, no, she's telling everybody that you guys hooked up. He goes, that's such bullshit. He's like, I have a fucking kid. And the woman, he goes, listen, I'll be honest with you. No, I didn't. He's like, the one time she got wasted and I followed her home to make sure she was okay.
Yeah.
And then just left. And she thought that was hooking up.
Oh my God.
So yeah, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She's like batshit crazy. To keep going on the work topic, so I got... It was my 10-year anniversary at PIMS. Thanks, guys. There's a part of me... Maybe that was making me maybe depressed, too. That's, like, cool. Like, that's... There's a part of me where, like, that's, like, a pretty cool thing that, like, I've actually stuck it out for 10 years, you know,
yeah.
In the same company. But also, it's like, well, fuck, that's what I'm doing for 10 years. Well, whatever. I even went, like, talking to Scott the other day. I think what I want... Like, all the times that you're, like, giving me, like, an intervention or like, come on, dude, work out, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it at that time. So
they're not literally interventions. They're just.
They're just you.
Just so people know, in case.
Yeah.
So you say that, I'm like, an intervention is like when you fucking all your friends and family come and like, try to take you to rehab.
Okay, yeah, just Luke giving me like, health suggestions.
I'm trying to wake you up.
Life ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Luke, put some pep in your step.
Luke's life ideas, and so I'm. It's not that I don't give a fuck. But I'm just like, yeah, okay, man. But, like, this past week, everything, when I've talked to people, like, I guess I've just listened to them more, and it sort of made sense. So Scott's, like, saying, like, dude, how would you fuck that up at your job? Like, you can go in whatever the fuck you want. Then you just go over and work for Scott. I'm like, how many hours do you work at PIMS? I'm like, it depends. I could work 8 hours. Like, on a Saturday, I work a full shift. But sometimes I work, like, fucking 4 to 7. But I'm on salary, so, and all my shit is done. So what about, you know, they can't bitch about it.
Yeah.
And then I'm making money from Scott, too, so I'm like, I'm kind of getting paid from both jobs to be there. He's like, why would you fuck that up? With, like, you know, just, like, not caring and fucking drinking. She's like, I guess you've got a good point, you know? So, Scott, who we've talked about now, he decides a good gift to give me would be 10 different gift cards for the 10 years I've been there. All right. Now, as sweet as an idea that is, he's had these gift cards for, like, a year and a half. All right. He gives me like a coupon that came in like the fucking Sunday newspaper.
It expires next week.
In the Sunday newspaper for like Baskin Robbins, a pint of ice cream. I'm like, okay. And he's like handing them to me out of the envelope, like picture. He's got an envelope full of shit. He's just like, here, now this.
So I checked all these out, buddy.
He's like, and he wrote
it's like Santa's fucking gift bag.
What are those things called? Buck slips that Scott always gives us.
Yeah.
He has a PIMS buck slip. He just writes, hey, thanks for the 10 years. Let's hope there's more. And then he gives it to me, and I read it, and he goes, so thanks for the 10 years. Let's hope there's more. I'm like, so why did you put this in here? It's not like a card. You know, it's just like, okay, whatever. It was
He's a nice guy.
He admittedly tells everybody he's not good at shit like this. So, and nobody helped him with it. So, okay, this is the best he gets. Then it's like it's a buy one, get one free from Chipotle. You know, it's not even like a $10 card. It's like a buy one, get one free. There's like a $25 card for Islands, Umami Burger. But he has a $100 gift card in there too, like a Visa gift card. And I'm like, wow, okay, you know, that's
pretty good.
Yeah, that's a fucking pretty nice gift. And I wonder if he just bought that for me or if Penn's it. I almost kind of think he bought it for me. You know, because he's got the money and like he's...
Yeah, but that's a fucking write-off.
He's really happy that like I worked there and stuff.
Yeah, so. No, that's nice of him.
So it was, I mean, hey...
Even though it's half...
It was, you know, it was a nice
half idea. Stingy, but still half, you know, he could have done nothing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the things I fucking feel bad about because Dan, last year was his 10th year, nobody fucking said a word about it.
But he's only been a pin for what, two?
Who, Dan?
Dan.
Dan's been there for 11 years and no one's ever done shit for him. I mean, he doesn't really, like he even says, he doesn't really bring any money in, he just spends money because he's the one who buys all the stuff, so I think that's how they look at him, like, he's the one who is, you know, making money leave the place where I'm bringing money in, you know? I'm a fucking real OG motherfucker.
Just made the company fucking 10 years, you're gonna never smoke?
My nose is fucking killed. What's your belt like? You know, for it?
I got something for it. Come in my room.
Oh, it better be throat yogurt.
It is.
You want it?
Nose yogurt.
Do you think they ever use throat oatmeal? This thing, it's called throat meal.
Would they use it?
No, like for cum. Why wouldn't they just call it throat meal? That's a good name.
That's too much thought.
You think so?
Yeah.
But throat yogurt? That's... If you're John Pagonis, you have throat Greek yogurt. All right, sorry.
Come on, bud. You're going off the fucking rails.
Sorry. So, my last bit about work, because this is Brandon's fucking work half an hour. This lady comes in. She bowls out with Franco on Tuesday night in that league. But she's probably about to be 40, if not. I can't judge her age, okay? Like 41, maybe. And like 10 years ago, man, she's not bad now. Like she's like a hot office lady. Okay, she has glasses. She's some kind of mix of something. Okay, like maybe Jew and Asian or something like that.
Yeah.
Her name's Samantha, and I'm like, she's not bad. She has bad skin, so she cakes on the makeup, right? But for an older lady, she's like thin and kind of has like a nice fat ass on her. It's not like bowling ball bag ass. It's like a regular girl's ass. And she's kind of pretty, and I'm like, not that I want to fuck her. I'm just saying, like, I don't know why she bowls with them.
Yeah.
She should bowl in, like, a different, like, a younger league, but I'm like, okay. Maybe she's way older, and this is, like, pulling off, you know?
Yeah.
So she orders, like, a bowling ball and shit, and she ordered it, like, fucking 3 weeks ago. It normally takes, like, 2 days to come in, but for some reason they lost the order, and so she asked me last week, and I'm like, no. And so their last night was last night. I'm like, listen, it's going to be in tomorrow. I'll call you, and then just come on in, and, you know. I'll help, you know, with your cart. Because it's a bunch of shit. It's a bag, shoes, and a ball. And so I call her. I'm like, hey, your stuff came in today. She's like, okay, cool. I'll be there. And she comes in, and I go to open up the box. Sure, she sets her phone down, right? Like this. Like, did you hear that sound effect?
Yes.
And it says...
Very effective, sir.
It says, appointment, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Shave everything.
Oh, my God, really?
That's what it says.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, is that a place maybe like where she's gonna? Cause I know there's a Get Shaved, which is like shaved ice, right across from that Ralph's. So I'm like, is that like a place? Or is she like seriously setting an alarm to like to shave her?
How would you forget to shave it? Why would you have to remind yourself?
People are
so weird.
I'm wondering if it's a place like she's going to get waxed.
I'm putting it on wax. It's the new style.
Holy fuck! Maybe I'm right. It did say no. It said wax everything, not shave. It said wax. So she was going to an appointment to get, like, totally waxed. Fucking good for her.
We're putting it on wax.
Did they say that wax, if you wax your legs and shit, like, it lasts longer than shaving, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like, a lot longer.
Yeah.
I should do that, doggy. Would you ever get, like, your nutsack waxed?
Yeah.
Or your shaft? I would get my shaft waxed, even though that fucking... I saw Richard Christie doing it, bleeds and shit, that sucks. Yeah. I got fucking hairs on my fucking shaft, dude.
Everyone does, yeah.
Yeah, but mine are starting to go kind of high.
Just fucking shave them off. Don't be a pussy. I'll help you. Let me know.
I do. Can you?
I'll hold it. I'll hold it by the tip with my two, my thumb and my fucking pointer finger, and you can shave.
What's like the most embarrassing?
Well,
like,
it's not, you know what? It's not gay if I get those tongs that we flip the burgers and shit with. It's
you
not gay.
You just hold it and I fucking. Yeah. I told you one time I was bitching about having like.
If I use my teeth, it's gay.
When I worked at when I worked for Billy at the at Dan Q Landscaping, that's what I used to do after the wreck. I'm sitting there with him one day, like, man, my fucking nuts, dude. I'm like, my asshole. He goes, dude, fucking get your dick hard, get in the shower, and just shave everything off, dude. I did the other day. It's fucking great. I shave my asshole. Shave. This guy's like 40 telling me this. He's like, give it all that. Just shave everything with fucking dick. So what do? I go home and did that exact thing and then had razor burn in my asshole. That was fucking great.
You're so, man, you're the most sensitive skin I've ever met.
Yeah, I
see the delicate flower.
I really, I think the whole reason is because I've always. I just started to use the sensitive skin stuff, so like now I can't go back. But my back is clearing up now because everyone said don't use the fucking.
No, no, just, your balls are always, you're always itchy and.
Yeah, but you know what it is with my nuts is that they're hanging, dude. It's a real fucking pain. Yeah. They're real hanging, dude.
They rip your pants.
They do, and that's not a lie. You've seen what 4 pairs of pants, and like I had to get fixed because my nuts. Like it's really a fucking nightmare with these. It is honestly like it fucking. I really wish I could like get it like I could fucking lose. Of skin, I could probably lose like 2.5 inches of skin on my nuts.
Jesus.
And just, you know, have them like tight like a fucking porn star like Evan Stone or something. Or like TT Boy.
You'll be able to take any stills.
TT Boy got his cut off.
You and fucking TT Boy.
He did though.
I've never heard anyone reference that guy in more of my life. You said his name more than his manager. That's fucking 10 years.
He probably doesn't have a manager. It's probably himself. Oh, lordy, lordy. Look who's turning 40. Look in 5 years, man.
I know, dude.
I guess it was an uneventful week. I'm chanting and being calm. And
yeah, mine kind of was too, honestly.
Oh, okay. So I got two little ones if you're into it.
If you want, we're at almost an hour.
I love when you say it. That means I'm going to sleep soon. I was talking about the idea of generic items and how they're based. Most of them are fucking bullshit. Like my mom used to get like bag cereal. Remember that? A fucking bag of like.
My mom never really did. I did when I moved out here.
You got generic shit? I mean, cleaning products.
The cereal is so fucking expensive. Cleaning it's like products, $6 a box.
Cleaning products for your house and for your body. I don't go for. I go for. You can use generic stuff, except for like my face. But like pills, I'll go. I'll always get generic. Like the generic like Advil and shit. I don't. You know. You take those fucking ibuprofen I have there all the time. Those are generic.
You're doggone right.
You know, but the one thing people don't realize out here is we used to have like generic cigarettes back home from the Rez. And people even know what the fuck the Rez is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain to somebody, they're like, what the hell is the Rez? I'm like, it's the reservation. They're like, yeah, and like, they don't know what that is. And
they're like, what, you need an appointment?
And so my dad used to get fucking cigarettes called Sincerely Yours.
Judy, cheap cigarettes.
And they were $10 a carton. So what's that, $1 a fucking pack? That's how fucking cheap these things were. And they were a soft pack, so that means that, you know, like, they come in a box now.
Yeah.
But it was a soft pack where you had to take the thing and fucking snap it against your hand and pop it out the side, you know, like in, like, a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
He used to get those Sincerely Yours. And then, so I'm talking to Bruce about it, and he told me that they used to have, he goes, which made me laugh. He's like, yeah, man, I hate L.A., dude. You can never buy, like, a Lucy. And I'm like, what's a Lucy?
They're from the Arab. Down the corner.
He said his aunt used to get a bag of cigarettes. 250 cigarettes in a bag. That's how they'd sell them.
It was like fucking Rochester.
It was like a Ziploc and you just open it up. So the whole Lucy thought got me thinking. You know how I have a tab at Ringside? I think that they do weird stuff for people in the neighborhood. Like, have a tab, like I do, you know? But I've seen this happen before. This lady comes in and she's like, oh, Eric, I need one. And he hands her a cigarette. Now, Eric doesn't smoke. What I think happens is she buys a pack of cigarettes and leaves them there. And then when she comes in, Eric gives her, like, he rations her off.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like.
It's like fucking cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, that's what Eric's doing for his fucking $9.
Holy shit.
His $9
an hour. He kind of looks like Chief, too. That's the sad part.
Good one.
Fuck. So
Lucy's at Ringside, though.
Does she have a big fucking water hose you can rip out of the floor? Fucking assholes. Oh, boy.
Well, I can say that until it actually happens. I got something for next week.
I hope it's the rapture.
what would happen if, like, do you ever, like, picture that, like, when you see disaster movies, or, like, This is the End or whatever, like, If there's just like an earthquake, like, don't you wish you just like died right away? Or like
no, I wish I'd escape.
No, I understand, but like if you're not going to, don't you wish like you fucking?
I don't know. That's kind of vague. It depends on the situation. If it's just raining really hard, no.
Well, of course. Okay, I'm saying. If the fucking, the San Andreas Fault finally happens and we just flow down to the ocean.
Well, it happens. It's always there.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen. No, I wouldn't want to die. I'd fucking want to live. I'll swim to fucking Oregon.
I don't know, man. That'd be a real bitch.
I see the same nigga floating on the hood of a Camry as in my Uncle Snoop Dogg's video. Everywhere I look, everywhere I go, same hoes. Don't get mad. Just being real. All right.
Well,
let's do a short one because they've been all fucking hour and a half. We're at an hour. Unless you got something really urgent.
No, nothing.
Urgent.
I'll save it for next week. It's nothing.
All right. My song of the week is the best fucking Strike Anywhere song ever.
Ooh, Strike Anywhere.
Strike Anywhere.
Ooh.
Opposite Number. If this song doesn't fucking put a little pep in your step, you have no fucking heart and soul. If you're a Scott Murphy in the world and all you like is
Bob Seger.
Fucking. I was just going to fucking say Turn the Page. And if you hear this song and don't want to just fucking...
Why do you always associate Bob Seger with Scott? I don't even know.
Because he loves Bob Seger. Of course he does. Of course he does.
I don't know if he's a big Bob Seger
Yes,
guy.
He is.
He looks like Genesis and
he
shit.
He likes Bob Seger. I dare fucking tee you.
What's that? Steve Winwood. He likes that kind of shit.
Great. Well, he likes Bob Seger too.
That's for fucking sure. I know he likes Bob Seger.
Yeah. Anyways, you should like Strike Anywhere because... that make you want to fucking just start running down the street or something.